Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. You know that feeling when your to-do list looks like a mountain range, and you're just staring at it wondering where to even begin? We've all been there. Today, we're tackling that overwhelm head-on with a tool that's been a game-changer for me, the Eisenhower Matrix. Trust me, this isn't your grandma's boring productivity tip. It's about clarity, focus, and getting stuff done without losing your mind in the process. So, how does it work? Imagine a simple grid with four quadrants. The first quadrant is urgent and important. That's where your deadlines and crises lie, things that demand immediate attention. The second quadrant is important but not urgent. This is where long-term goals, planning, and relationship building hang out. You know, the stuff that truly matters but doesn't have a screaming alarm clock attached to it. The third quadrant is urgent but not important. These are often distractions, emails you can delegate, meetings you could skip, or tasks that just aren't crucial to your bigger picture. And lastly, we have not urgent and not important the time wasters, the social media rabbit holes, the things that offer little value. Now, here's where the magic happens. By visually categorizing your tasks like this, you gain clarity on what truly needs your attention. You start saying no more often to the urgent but not important stuff and dedicating your energy to what's truly impactful. Think of it as a mental detox. No more stress from feeling overwhelmed, just laser-focused action towards what matters most. Here are five key takeaways to make this matrix work for you. 1. Embrace the power of no. You don't have to be yes man or woman to everyone and everything. Learn to politely decline requests that fall in the urgent but not important quadrant, freeing up time for what truly matters. 2. Schedule your big rocks. Think of your long-term goals as big rocks. Schedule dedicated time each week to work on them. This is where you build momentum and make real progress. Don't let these important tasks get lost in the shuffle of daily demands. 3. Delegate like a boss. Are there tasks in urgent but not important quadrant that can be delegated? Trust your team or leverage tools to streamline your workload. Remember, time is your most valuable resource, so spend it wisely. 4. Become a master of time blocking. Allocate specific blocks of time on your calendar for different types of tasks. This creates structure and prevents you from constantly switching gears. 5. Don't neglect the quadrant of not urgent and not important. That doesn't mean ignoring it entirely, but be mindful of how much time you spend there. Set boundaries for yourself and cultivate activities that truly nourish your mind and soul. Let me give you a real-life example. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media for hours on end? That's definitely in the not urgent and not important quadrant. Instead, imagine taking the time to work on a personal project or catching up with a loved one. Now those are activities that contribute to your well-being and create lasting value. So, remember the Eisenhower Matrix. It's not just about getting things done. It's about doing the right things and living a more intentional life. By taking control of your time and energy, you can achieve your goals, reduce stress, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. And that's a wrap for today. I hope this episode gave you some practical tools to tackle your daily to-do list with renewed clarity and focus. Share your thoughts and experiences with us in the comments below. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep rocking it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.